on the Lowdown tonight, and I am very proud to introduce, well, he's famous for a number of things, including being the drummer of the Hooters, and now he's got this new project called In the Pocket, Essential Songs of Philadelphia. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the program, David Wasikinen. Good evening.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm doing really well, thanks.
That's good. I'm glad to have you on the program.
Yeah.
So
good to be here.
Yeah. Well, we're glad. You were just mentioning while we were on break about going to the Lambertville Music Circus when you were a kid.
Yeah. You know, well, when I was, my dad took me to see Buddy Rich there. And it was an intimate place, but, you know, they would have the jazz greats play there. My father was really into jazz, and Harry James, Buddy Rich, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and Buddy Rich was the one that I went to see. But as I was telling you, my father asked me, he said, "Hey, you want to go see Duke Ellington?" I was 11. I said, no, I'm going to go build a fort. So I was headed down the woods with my hammers, building a fort with my buddies, you know. Years later, I was like, wait a minute, I had a chance to see the Duke, and I passed on it, you know. So, but I still have a picture of Buddy Rich and I that my father took when he was getting out of his bus and coming into the venue, which was in Lambertville, a great place. It's great memories.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
And that's a beautiful area. I love New Hope and that area. It's just gorgeous. It's a gorgeous place.
Well, thank you. Well, speaking of gorgeous places, and certainly places that we love, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You're kind of celebrating that with this project.
Yeah, I am. I was living in California for 20 years, and I'd get back to Philadelphia because of, you know, playing in the Hooters, and we would do our rehearsals Rob has a recording studio and Eric has a recording studio, both at their places, and we'd record there, and so I'd get back here maybe four or five times a year. But over the last, I've been living back here for the last year, and I don't know, you know, I guess, you know, it seemed like it was a big change in the city, the vibe, the energy, and, you know, Rittenhouse Square was, I just never seen it like that. And when I was looking for something, I wanted to jump into like a recording project, and I was thinking about some of the material that inspired me as a young musician and an artist, and bands like The Nazz and Woody's Truck Stop and American Dream, The Soul Survivors, and, you know, stuff that came out of Sigma, and how, it, you know, Bowie wanted to come to Philly and record, you know, his biggest breakthrough record, you know, Young Americans was recorded at Sigma, and you know, just how that influenced me. You know, I wanted to try to record some of those songs that, you know, I called essential songs to Philadelphia. They were essential to me as a young musician. So it's been fun, you know. I just, you know, my biggest challenge is just doing it justice.
Wow. So for people who are not familiar with the music industry or not as much as they would like to be, what does it mean to be in the pocket?
Well, yeah, you know, the funny thing about that name, for a little while, there's a term that's often used when you're playing or cutting a track or playing with musicians, like, let's play it in the pocket, you know, you want to find the zone that really feels good, and that is like a common a term that's used from time to time in the studio or on stage, and it's, put it in the pocket. And you know, you see it even in sports where quarterback's going to play in the pocket, you know, they're behind the offensive line, you got to lay it in the groove, you know. So that was basically the I guess defining the name. That's my definition of that name, in the pocket. And and also I managed music for a technology company called mp3.com, and I had an e-zine that I branded In the Pocket, where I would pick the essential songs of rock and pop, and I called that In the Pocket as well. So that's the little history of how that started.
Wow. So you've actually been using the term for a while in your work, and it's certainly been out there in the music industry.
Yeah. Actually, and it was coined, when I was at mp3.com, my good friend Guy Eckstein, his father, Bill, the great jazz singer Billy Eckstein, he's also a drummer, and when we were coming up for names for our e-zine project, he was managing jazz and I was managing rock, he looked at me and said, "You're the in-the-pocket guy." "You're the in-the-pocket guy." And that's how it started, basically. So, I was known as the guy that was picking songs in the pocket, and now I'm doing it again with my own project, ITP, In the Pocket, which the first one was a song called All My Mondays that was originally recorded by a band called Youth Camp in the early 80s when the Hooters took a little break. I played with Joey Wilson and John Kuzma and Rob Miller, and Joey was this incredible prolific songwriter that I saw on Don Kirshner's rock concert, and we're at a wedding 2 weeks after that, and a week later we formed this band, and it was my way of paying homage to a great, great performer, a great writer, who is no longer with us, by the way. So that's the first track from In the Pocket.
Wow. So that was the first one that you really wanted to pay homage to.
Yeah, there's a number of songs. I had a list of songs that I wanted to do, but I always loved the song, and I even thought that our recording of it was really cool that we did in 1982, and Joey had such a profound effect on me as a band member and a friend that I wanted to do it. I wanted to record that song. It was really, I guess, essential to me developing as an artist myself.
Wow! So really, it kind of goes, really tugs at your roots as well.
Yeah, and it's one of those songs that, like, very few people heard, they would play it. But again, like I said, the one thing that what I call it, the essential songs of Philadelphia, I was ready for someone to say, "Well, who made you the authority?" But really, it's the essential songs, as I see it in my career. And, it's been, now it's, with the Hooters, I've been playing 30 years. So, and then before that, playing with bands in the city and musicians from Bucks County and Philadelphia, so I figured, why not?
That's terrific. So you get to work with all these great people, and I'm sure you've worked with them in different capacities over the years, but really to kind of lead your own project.
Yeah, the idea, the concept behind In the Pocket is it's like a revolving band. The first record we had, Richard Bush sang All My Mondays. He's just, he's a total rock star. He sings great. His performance on the track was incredible. He was in a great band called the A's in the 80s, and one of my favorite bands out of Philadelphia. He came in and he sang the song. Eric Bazillion played guitar. Eric Bazillion from the Hooters. Greg Davis, who plays with the Barrew Review, played guitar. And renowned engineer producer Bill Whitman, who plays bass with Cyndi Lauper and Too Much Joy, and produced some multi-platinum records, The Outfield, The Fix, and he played bass on it. And Rob Hyman played keyboards. So, and actually, when we did the track, we cut it live. We went in the studio. We laid it down. We did three takes of it, and I think we really could have used any one of the takes to do. We did very little overdubs on it. A lot of it was cut that same day. And what I'm doing on In the Pocket that I think makes it special is that we're videotaping the entire session. We bring in a video crew. We bring in a photographer. And if someone wants to check it out, they can go to songsinthepocket.org, and you can watch a video, and you can buy the track. The track is available at iTunes and Amazon.com, but it's all on that site. And so it there's some content there that's really fun to check out. And I think in the next couple of days, There'll be, right now there's what we call, and I hate even using this word, a teaser video, a short promo video, but we're going to actually add another video to the site that's going to be a little longer video of the session with a little story about, you know, In the Pocket, Joey Wilson, and I interviews a few of the guys that were on the session.
Great. So people will be able to get even more content at that website.
Yeah. You know, that was my goal with it, is the one thing about doing video is that you can actually tell a story. The thing that I loved as a music fan when I was buying records, like, and I say records, LPs, is I used to go in and I used to look at the record jackets and read the credits and look at the jacket and the photography and things like that. And I think that's kind of lost these days with the digital world. We don't really get that experience. So, and really, I thought, well, if we added video to this site, it would actually tell more of a story. So they get the song, they get the video, and get to really know the people that are involved with the project. You know, so I'm really having fun doing it that way. It's a little bit of like guerrilla theater, if you will, because there's, you know, sometimes in the studio there's a little pressure to get things done, and you know, not everybody always works great when you got a camera right in your face. But these guys were such professionals that, you know, when they walked in, you know, you're fine. Let's just let it fly, and it was really a lot of fun. And I think it shows when you see the video that everybody was having a good time doing it.
That's great. And so, yeah. You know, I'm such a, you mentioned reading liner notes and looking at the photography.
Yeah.
You know, I'm one of those people too, and I miss.
Oh, God bless you. That's good. That's good. You know, I knew everybody back in the day. I mean, that's how I knew of, like, Andy, you know, drummer. I mean, being a drummer, I loved Andy Newmark and Jim Keltner. And, you know, you knew about who the guys that were really doing some of the inside stuff, you know, the engineers. You know, I mean, making a record, you know, there's just so many more aspects to making a record than just the guys going and playing. So I love liner notes like you. I think they're really cool. So I'm trying to get that kind of experience in the songsinthepocket.org. And another cool thing about this project too is that a portion of the proceeds, the profits that we make from the download is going to the Settlement Music School, which you know, encourages the arts and those kinds of things. And today an unfortunate, you know, the situation we find ourselves in with the economy, those kinds of programs are having trouble. So if we can do something to benefit that, you know, all the better.
Yeah, it's so important for kids to be educated in all the arts, including music.
Yeah, I agree. So that was something that, you know, I think Greg, who played on my Mondays, he went to Settlement Music School, and some of the guys that are coming in to work on future, on some of the songs that we're going to be doing, some of them went to Settlement Music School, and so that it's exciting for them, all.
Wow! That's great, and it's
paying it forward, if you will.
I guess that is what you're doing, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm lucky, you know, this project is great because I get really, there were such great songs that came out of Philadelphia that, you know, a lot of it, you know, you've got great players and then you get great material to record and a great facility to record in, you know, I shouldn't use the word easy, but it certainly makes the job that much more enjoyable when you're doing music like that, I'm loving doing it, you know, so it's a labor of love, basically.
That's great. Well, that's wonderful that you can have that as part of your career, is that I imagine you've done mostly what you've loved to do in your career.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, there's times where I'm going like, what am I crazy? What am I doing? But this, you know, this is the path I've chosen, and you know, I'm been doing it a long time, I get that from friends. Not that it's a bad thing cutting lawns, but I go, what would I be doing, cutting grass? You know, I mean, I'm either going to play my instrument, play music, or do, you know, do something that I'd be going like, ugh, you know. But I love what I do. love it. I love it.
That's great to have that kind of connection to your work.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I have a son that was going to school, and he was at U of A studying engineering for 6 months, and he went on the road with he came on to visit me in Europe with the Hooters, and he was on the road with me, and I think he came home and he decided like shortly afterwards that he's going to go to music school. I didn't go that route, but now he's studying at MI in Los Angeles, and he's real happy, you know, I think that if you can find something that you love doing, that you really don't mind putting the hours into it and working hard at it.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah. I think so many people out there don't necessarily have the passion for where they make their living.
Right.
It's nice to be able to hopefully make a living while being passionate about what you do.
Yeah. Well, these days, that's getting more and more challenging, you know, even as a musician, you know, you had to, you know, the industry has changed so much. The music business isn't what the music business used to be. And you know, I've watched it change over the years. I mean, when we first got together as, you know, the Hooters, we were making records. And then, you know, turned into CDs. And now when you record a record, it basically is, it's a digital file these days, you know. Again, you know, like I said, I worked at MP3.com for 5 years and really saw that change the business quite a bit. And I look at it this way, that if, you know, we will someday, you know, people say, are you going to put out a CD? And I say, no, I said, well, I guess we'll know if there is like a demand for a CD. But for right now, you know, we'll put up a file for sale and people can get it on the internet. And if there's a demand for a CD or, you know, 10, 12 songs, then maybe we'll go that route. But for right now, you know, you can just go to our website and download it. And it goes to a good cause. But that's basically the way I see, you know, unfortunately, I see CDs dying. I don't think that's going to be part of our world real soon. And people be getting music through our phones and, you know, on the internet, and that's just the way it is. And I don't think that's changing anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, I'll miss hard copy music when it's gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, and I remember that transition for me. I seem to say this today. It was painful going from records to CDs. I remember the first time, you know, I've been doing this long enough that when I first got a gold record, it was like a big gold record, and it was like the size of a record. And then a few years later, when CDs were happening, we sold enough that we got a gold record. But it was a CD, and I remember I felt like I was gypped. So what is this? You know, they gave me this little CD, you know, I loved records. I loved the sound of records. Again, I liked holding that big 12-inch. You know, it was great. You know, and you can look at, read the liner notes, and some people really went out of the way to make some amazing covers. So that was our, objective our project, that we, you know, if we try to give them the same experience with the video and the site, and try to write in as much history as we can about the song and the people that are making the song, so it would be an experience for someone that's, you know, checking out the site or buying the track.
Yeah, that's a really great thing. And what is that the name of that site again?
It's songsinthepocket.org. www.songsinthepocket.org, and I love saying that. And it's really, we're really happy with the site. And so if someone goes there, if they want to get the track, they can get the track either from iTunes or Amazon.com. And if they have, if they're lucky enough to have Spotify, pretty soon they'll be able to get it there too.
Great. So people can, proceeds, some of the proceeds do benefit Settlement Music School.
Yes. A portion of the proceeds goes to to Settlement Music School, and we're really happy about that association. It's really cool. They're great.
That's great. So certainly people can learn more at songsinthepocket.com.
Right. And also, we have, you know, we use the social networks, Facebook. You know, you can check out the In the Pocket, Essential Songs of Philadelphia. If you want to become a fan and find out about more of the things that we're doing, you can go there as well.
That's great.
Yeah. Cool.
So as sad as it is to lose CDs and albums and hard copies, at least through a website, you can really have a really great interactive experience, and you've still got, you can have a documentary right there that people can watch if they so choose.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's something that I do love about it. You know, I love the fact that you can, you know, have video and, you know, okay, well, you know, the like you said, having a record or a CD in your hand, that's changing. But if we can give them a good experience along with getting the music, that's I think we're doing a good job with that.
Well, Dave, I think we're just about out of time for tonight. But if you had some final words or a final thought to leave us with tonight, what would you like to leave us with?
Well, you know, I just want to thank you for having me on your show, and you know, I'm really, really happy about being back in Philadelphia, and I love, you know, that area is beautiful. I love New Hope, and you know, talking about Lambertville and that experience for me, were, you know, they were life changing. You know, it was life changing for me, and I feel like I'm in the hub, you know, being back in Philly, because such great music and great restaurants, great people. It's, you know, tough to beat, you know. And people I actually get this a lot. So how'd you move out of, because I was living in San Diego. You moved back to Philadelphia. But it's been nothing but a positive experience for me. I really love being back.
Yeah, I think we get a little bit more snow here.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. You know, for the last 20 years, I've been hearing from the guys that, especially the Hooters, would always tell me, you know, our winters have gotten more mild. And then I spend last winter here, and yeah, more snow than they've ever been on record in history, of as long as they've been keeping records. So I said, what happened there? You know, but I don't mind it. I like the change in season for now, and it's good. And I can always grab a plane and go to California if I want. So it's great being here. I eat better when I'm here, too.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Great. Well, David, I'd like to thank you for being on the program tonight.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, and thanks for the support. We really appreciate it.
Sure, and people can find more information at songsinthepocket.org. And
Absolutely.
Great, and I guess we can look forward to additional tracks being released.
Yeah, well, we're going to record another track early in November, and yeah, I mentioned some of the bands like the Naz, and Open My Eyes was always one of my favorites, and, you know, I got a group of guys coming in, and, you know, there's some stuff that came out of Sigma that was just, you know, amazing. So the next few months will be fun working on In the Pocket. It'll be a fun project to be jumping into.
Great. Well, David, thank you for being on the program tonight.
Victoria, thank you for having me.
Sure, no problem. You can hang on the line for a sec?
Sure, absolutely.
And we'll be back after this message.
Here's what one of WDVR's friends said about community radio.
Hi, this is Eric Bazillion from the Hooters. Community radio offers quality programming that wouldn't get a chance to be heard in the mainstream. It's not canned, homogenized, or franchised. An investment in community radio is an investment in originality. Local artists, community events, and needed services are all given center stage. This gives you the tools you need to live today and paves the way for new artists, events, and services to be developed. Community radio is an investment in our future.
Help WDVR keep up this important work. Please show your support by calling 609-397-1620 and making your pledge. Please join our community of supporters today.
Between us, it's been that way for a while, but I'm still yours and you're still my favorite way of wasting time.
Ah, yes. Well, I think it's now time for the end of our show. We'll be back Wednesday night, or some of us will be back Wednesday night.
Something will happen on Wednesday night, and then we'll be back the week after that. And we have some hot stuff coming up.
We do. We have Manual for Living with Seth David Chertoff on Monday the 25th. Mm-hmm. We have Paula Kelly. how's you pronounce
it? I don't know what her name is. Oh. I just thought she wrote that book. Get a life, not a job.
We'll be joyous on Wednesday the 27th. I believe that book about employment, which the title is not written here, Stephen Michael Stack, will be on the program.
About employment law?
Yes, the unemployment law book. It's something like the guide to the
Employment law or something like that. Like, yeah, that. It looked like a good book. I was reading the table of contents before the show.
Yeah, looks like a must-have in these troubled times.
It is.
We're going to go out tonight. We're going to break from our spooky songs with this eerily haunting song called All My Mondays, as performed by In the Pocket, the Essential Songs of Philadelphia, David Wasikinen and the gang.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Working on all my Mondays, all my other days, feel like some way. Hey, it doesn't matter what the world may say, I never listen to it anyway. Someone tells you that